Hello everyone, and thank you very much for listening to the third part in this Women Who Awards podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now, I hope you've all had a fantastic time since listening to part two, and I just wanted to recap where we are in the award ceremony now. So we've just heard who's won the Excel for Business Growth, Achieving Business and Startup categories. And we've just heard an absolutely fantastic keynote speech from Hannah Alexander. Next up is going to be the awards for the Inspiring and Outstanding Leader, the Exports, Innovate Through Technology, Chiefs of Charity and Social Enterprise, and then final awards for Real Life Entrepreneur, Change Champion for Women, Networks, Raising Star, and Special Achievement. So let's get cracking with the show. The first category we're going to be talking about today is going to be the Women Who Inspiring and Outstanding Leader. Now, this is sponsored by Unique Therapy, and there's four finalists. We have Catherine and Erica Kemp from Ulster's Kelly Solicitors. We have Lucy Bradbury from Damsels in Success. We have Gurdip Shaffer from SK Beauty. And we have Louise Campton from Primary Goal. And the winner is Gurdip Shaffer from SK Beauty. So let's hear what she had to say after the award. We've got another finalist and a winner. Yay. Congratulations, Gurdip. How are you doing?
Really well, thank you. Really well.
So let the listeners know which category you've just won.
Leader. Inspiring Leader, yes. I was really pleased with that one.
Brilliant. And what does that mean to you?
Oh, it means everything. I've got an amazing team and work really hard with them, and they work hard with me, bless them.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's recognised, really, the effort of making sure you've got a happy, healthy team that, you know, buy into the culture of your business is really key, and they have done, and, you know, without them I wouldn't have this opportunity. So
no,
really,
I think you should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you. It's not them, it comes from the leader. It does, but I've got brilliant, you've got the culture's right, the team's right. I've got an amazing business partner, Amy, who's here to support me today as well, which, you know, she's allowed me to grow, which is really important. So whether she's allowed or just sort of let me get on with it, I don't know, a bit of both, I think. So yeah, very lucky she's, you know, that's happened as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Gary.
If people wanted to find out more info about what you do or visit the store,
I've got it's a beauty salon called Escape,
yeah,
Heart of Leamington Spa. We're lucky we've won several awards, including Salon of the Year twice. So please come say hello, that'd be amazing.
Brilliant, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Cheers, Gary.
Next up is the Women Who Exports Award. Now, this is sponsored by Arthur J. Gallagher, and there's three different finalists for this award. We have the first finalist, which is Jenny Hooper from Independent Freight Solutions. We have Helen Catton Hughes from the Fortin Group Limited. And we have Jude Jennison and Emma Taylor from the Leadership Whisperers. And the winner is Jenny Hooper from Independent Freight Solutions. So let's catch up with her after she got off stage and received the award. I'm now joined by the winner of the person who's just won the Women Who Exports Awards.
Yay!
Well done, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
What does it mean to you to win the award?
Oh my God, it's absolutely fantastic. It's a great achievement, and it's recognition for all the hard work me and my team have been doing.
Yeah.
And I'm just so thrilled to be able to bring this back to my office and just show them how proud I am of them and what I've achieved as well.
I say, you should be so proud of you, your team.
Yeah.
It's a great congratulations to win it.
It's amazing. I'm so thrilled. I'm all like, ugh. Yeah, I'm so excited.
I say, it's completely the wrong time to have a microphone pushing
in
your face, isn't it?
But yeah.
It's good.
It is fantastic.
So if people want to find out more information about your business, how could they, website links, social media, that kind of jobby?
So I'm on, so our website link is www.independent-freight.com.
Perfect.
And my phone number's gone out of my head.
Don't worry.
I can't even think.
If they go onto the website, they're about to find out, I'm sure.
And my email address is jenny@independent-freight.com.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you so much. I'm here with one of my customers today as well, so that's thrilling. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Having a good day as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Thank you so much.
I'll leave you to it. Have a great time.
Thank you.
Take care.
Brilliant. Thank you. Cheers.
at this point in the awards, Trish was getting everybody laughing and joking, and she was just hilarious on stage. And the energy was fantastic. Now, the next award is going to be the Women Who Innovate Through Technology, which is sponsored by Jigsaw CCS. There's four finalists in this category. So we have Louise Campton from Primary Gold, Perm Bassey from Unique Therapies, Helen Routledge from Toten Learning, and Catherine Elliott-Kemp from Zebra Digital. And the winner is Helen Routledge from Toten Learning. Let's catch up with Helen straight after the award. I've got a winner here. So congratulations, Helen. Can you tell the listeners which awards you have just won?
Yes, thank you. I've won Women Who Innovates with Technology.
You are the winner.
Yes.
What does that mean to you? How do you feel?
I just feel fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. It's so great to get the recognition for the work we do.
That's brilliant. And what is your company name? What does your business do?
So we are Totem Learning, and we do serious games and simulations for corporate training and education. So in essence, we try to make learning more fun.
I like that a lot. And if people wanted to find out more information, how could they?
Yeah, so they can go to the website, totemlearning.com. They can follow us on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and my own personal Twitter handle is at Helen Routledge.
Brilliant. And who are you with today? Who's out there celebrating with you?
Well, I came by myself, but I've got my friends here as well from the Leadership Whisperers. So they're here celebrating, so yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Well, have a great afternoon, and I won't keep you any longer.
Thank you very much. Have a good time. Thank you.
Congratulations, Helen, and also thank you very much to our two nominated charities today, Zoe's Place in Coventry and also Breast Cancer UK. Now, the next awards are going to be for the Woman Who Achieves for Charity or Social Enterprise. There's four finalists in this category, and this is sponsored by Ulster's Kelly Solicitors. So the first finalist was Daksha Paparia from Coventry Citizens Advice Bureau. We have Jules Earle, Fiona Carrigan and Felicity Banbury from Point of Services. We have Becky Kuhn from the LEC Limited, Cheryl Rawbone from the Friendship Project and Lee Perry from DMS Heart of England Music Academy. Now, the winner of this award is Becky Coombe from the LEC Limited. And we caught up with Becky straight after she got off stage, took the photos and came and spoke to us. I'm with Becky, who's just won a really, really cool award. So which award have you just won?
I won for the Achieving for a Social Enterprise or a charity, and I've got an educational charity.
Brilliant. So yes. Tell us about the charity.
So we work with young people who are anything from secondary school through to age of 25.
Okay.
And struggling in school for whatever reasons, or they're unemployed or they're uneducated in some kind of way, so they want a little bit of help to progress positively.
What an amazing thing to do.
They're quite amazing, really, because none of them born naughty. They've all just had challenges.
Yeah, and it's about trying to figure out what it is and then changing it.
Absolutely.
Yay! You've won the award, you're a winner.
Yes.
How does that feel? What does that make you feel? How do you feel about it?
Today's a little bit of a milestone, really, because I've had my organisation for 10 years, and I only started getting paid from it last October, a few months ago.
Wow.
And I've just got a new car. I've just got a mountain bike with a trailer that my dog's going to be going into. And I've got family here, and then I've got three of my trustees, one former employee and then one current employee, and it just feels like it's all kind of come together.
Brilliant.
So it's kind of like a real milestone.
I love that. It's a milestone in your...
Yeah,
brilliant. If people wanted to find out more about what you do and get in contact with you, how would they?
You can literally just Google me.
Yep.
I'm the only one. It's my namesake, Coombe Abbey, where we're at today. So I am Becky Coombe.
Yes, you are.
I'm hoping that one day they leave it all to me. Not sure that'll happen. But literally, Becky, B-E-C-K-I, Coombe, C-O-O-M-B-E. And if you just do beckycoombe.com, go straight to my company.
Brilliant. And who are you with today?
So I've got me mummy and me daddy and my sister and brother-in-law, because we're all going on a holiday tomorrow.
Brilliant. What a way to get sent off there.
Three of my trustees, one person who supported me through getting my head teacher qualification, one former employee and one current one.
So you've got a whole table down there?
Yeah.
Nice.
I've been very loved.
Brilliant. Well, congratulations. You are a winner, and have a great afternoon.
We're all winners. Thank you.
Cheers. Congratulations, Becky, and also all the rest of the finalists who are in that category as well. Next up is the Women Who Real Life Entrepreneur, and this is sponsored by our gorgeous hosts, Coombe Abbey. So there's three finalists in this category: Sonia Woolbank from Capellas Limited, Joe Davidia from Imaginate Creative, and Stacey Smith from Saks Sprays. And the winner of this category and award is Sonia Woolbank from Capellas Limited. And we caught up with Sonia when she came off stage.
I can't start with a sentence that we just had, but I'm joined with Sonia, who has just won. Which category have you just won?
The Real Life Entrepreneur Award.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So what does that mean to you, to win that award?
It's amazing. We follow last year's winners, who were just absolutely inspirational to watch them and the success they've had over the last year. So it's just brilliant to be in a room full of successful women. So to come out with an award as well is amazing.
Brilliant.
Really excited.
That's cool. And who are you with today?
I'm with my Fit for Business colleagues. So we're a group of women who meet once a month to kind of inspire and educate each other. So
brilliant.
They've all come out to support me. My wonderful husband, who I couldn't do it without, so the token man in the room. But yes, he's had a wonderful time, so it's great.
Brilliant, brilliant. And if people want to find out more information about you or what you do, how would they?
So I've got my website, which is www.capellas.co.uk.
Yeah.
And then we've got a LinkedIn profile and Facebook as well. Just search me under Sonia Woolbank and you'll find out all about me.
Love the job, man. Have a great afternoon. Carry on.
Thank you.
And see you later.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Sonia, and also all the rest of the finalists, and also, to be fair, all the nominees, because you're all really special for being in the award ceremony to start off with. So congratulations. Next up is the Women Who Change Champion for Women in Business. Now, this is an award sponsored by Linda Scannell Photography, and there's four different finalists. There's Neam Rainhu from Bindi's in Business, Marie Haycox from Certinovo Coaching and Development, Sally Dillon and Nisha Mefta from Career Mums, and Laura Morris and Stacey Calder from Networking Mummies UK Limited. And the winner of this award is... it's Laura Morris and Stacey Calder from Networking Mummies UK Limited. So congratulations, Laura and Stacey. And we caught up with Laura and Stacey to see what they, how they felt straight after the awards.
Sorry. We're recording. Hey, you won! So we're joined with Laura and Stacey from Networking Mummies. And which award have you just won?
You were only saying that because you knew we messed up earlier.
Yes.
Right, champion change for women in business.
You did it! You did it! And you won!
Yes!
Hey, congratulations!
I'm just going to wipe my makeup off your jacket from just hugging you with a dance there.
Yay!
Yeah, cool. You do know you're interviewing like either Ansel Deck female
and
version.
And also, to be fair, this is actually recorded and we'll go into the podcast.
It's fine.
So what does winning the award mean for you?
Well, to be honest, we didn't come here at all thinking we won. And we're not just saying that we didn't. But yeah, it's lovely. I'm really happy and I'm really shocked actually.
Yeah.
But
we had some good feedback from the judges when we had our little interview.
Yeah.
But it was such a tough category in which some of our networking mummies are in.
Yeah.
So actually, for us, it was... that's so much more amazing than actually winning anyway.
I really didn't expect us to win, so I'm chuffed to pieces and I'm so happy to be taking that to our own awards tomorrow and go, wow,
we won.
Absolutely.
Congratulations both of you. See you later.
Thanks, Gary.
Congratulations, Laura and Stacey, and also the rest of the finalists. Next up is the Women Who Networks Award, sponsored by Sipsy Lingerie, and there's six finalists in this category. You have Julie McGill from Ulster's Kelly Solicitors. You have Rachel Wade from Opt HR, Karen Heap and Rebecca Jones from Socially Shared Network, Anne Burton from the Athena Network, Caroline Kempster from The Letting People, and Laura Moore from the Ramada Hotel and Suites Coventry. And the winner is... it's Judy! So let's hear what she had to say straight after she had her photos and she got whisked off stage. I'm with the winner of the Women Who Networks Award.
Julie, you have won.
No, I can't believe it. I really can't believe it, Gary. I'm very excited, thrilled.
Very well deserved. Very well deserved. So congratulations.
Thank you.
What does it mean to you to win the award?
Oh, it's just amazing. It's been a lot of hard work. I've worked at Ulster's Kelly now for 4 years and did a lot of networking. Also had my own networking group as well, which recently relinquished control of that. But it's just amazing. And it's just wonderful to be able to support other women. And that's what it's all about. And I love doing it. I love working with people, being with people. And this is just the icing on the cake, really. It's like being at the Oscars.
And you said to me just before you went on, you haven't won anything like this since school.
No, nothing, absolutely nothing. No, so absolutely incredible. So I'm really, really thrilled. There's lots of other great ladies out there, so really, really thrilled to have won it.
The actual quality of the whole of a field, anyway, in
it's
every
just amazing.
Award, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's really good to see you have actually won. I've
know.
Seen the journey. It's been great.
It's been fantastic. Thank you so much. Hey,
congratulations.
Thanks for your
support.
Party.
I'll let you carry on, yeah.
Party!
Congratulations, Julie, on winning that fantastic award. Now, the next award coming up is the Women Who Rising Star of Secondary Education, and this is sponsored by the Little Soap Company. So there's three finalists. There's Madupe Otunaya from the Tyrell Hill Wood School, Harriet Kennedy from the Heart of England School, and Rachel Benn from Stratford Grammar. And the winner is Madupe Otunaya. So congratulations, Madupe, and we catch up with her after she came off stage. And this lady is going places, so keep watching her. She is fab. I am with a very, very special lady, and I'm joined by the winner. Yes, the winner of the Rising Star Award. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us how you feel about winning it?
Hi, my name is Madupe Otunaya. I don't know how I feel right now. I'm very surprised, very shocked. It was a very lovely surprise. So it was such an honour to be here.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It's such an amazing award.
Yeah.
Very, very, very well deserved.
Thank you.
Can you let people know what you kind of do and how you help people?
I am a deputy head girl in school. My group is the student support group, so we do like supporting the students in stuff like homework, we plan different activities to help them out. I am a student leader. I just don't know what
to
say right now.
You just help everybody as much as you can.
Yes, yes.
Oh, brilliant. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to seeing what happens in your journey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Mondrup. And continuing in the same vein, the next award is the Women Who Rising Star Further Education or Training. Now, this is sponsored by Twycross Zoo, and there are six finalists in this category. You have Laura Brindley from Coventry University, Helen Grafham from Warwickshire College, Rachel Fleeman from University of Warwick, Julia Manatinea from University of Warwick, Shannon Lynch from the University of Warwick, JLR, and Kerry Malik from Staffordshire University and Kerry Mal Fitness. And the winner of this award is Laura Brindley from Coventry University. So congratulations, Laura, and let's catch up with her to see how she's doing. I am with the winner of the Rising Star for Further Education. So congratulations, Laura.
Thank you.
She's really nervous, bless her. But what made you kind of go into this category and nominate and all get nominated for this?
I'm a young single mom, and I wanted to advocate for other women that you can still achieve and succeed, even though you're a mother as well, which society seems to think that you can't. I want to be an example and advocate that it is possible with hard work, perseverance, and especially resilience.
That is such a strong, strong message. And the Women Who is all about all that message, isn't it? It's brilliant. It is. Well, have a great afternoon. I'm going to leave you to it. Take
Sorry,
care.
I'm really...
No, congratulations. You deserve it. Congratulations, Laura. You are a brilliant winner, and really well done to the rest of the finalists as well. Now, for the next award, we have the Women Who Special Achievement Award, which is sponsored by the Women Who Awards itself. So there's four finalists. There's Becky Coon from the LEC Limited, Leigh Perry from DMS Heart of England Music Academy, Cheryl Rawbone from the Friendship Project, and Sally Rance from Fordbridge Community Primary School. And the winner of this category is Sally runs from Fallbridge Community Primary School, so let's check out Sally and speak to her after she got off stage and had her photos taken. How she
You felt. Heard this lady Ellie started the show, but actually you're going to hear her again because she's a winner. Congratulations, Sally.
Thank you.
So you've won the Special Achievement Award, which is a massive achievement. How are you feeling?
Just amazed. I definitely didn't expect to win, and just really thrilled and grateful, really.
Brilliant. So who are you with today? Who's going to be celebrating with you?
I'm with my boss, who's the head teacher of the school, and the deputy head.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm a bit excited.
Lovely. Well, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. You go and celebrate.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
The last award of the afternoon was dedicated to the Judge's Choice Award, and this was probably the most emotional award speech that I heard. It had the room in tears, and when this person went up on stage, she was in tears. She sadly couldn't give an interview because she was just overwhelmed, and God bless her, she does so much for the community, so much for other businesses. She fully deserves this award. So congratulations, Joe Davidia from Imaginate Creative. You won the Judge's Choice Award at this year's Women Who Awards. Congratulations to all of our winners and all of our finalists. You deserved all the best of luck for this year, and you are going to absolutely smash it. You are all winners. Now, I caught up with a few more people after the awards, including Ruth Mary and Jill Roberts, and let's hear what they got to say about the event and how it's made them feel. Now, it's been an absolute cracking event, and I'm joined with Ruth Mary Jewellery. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
That's all right. So your name's not actually Ruth Mary Jewel, that's the name of your company.
That is.
So what is your name? And
Ruth Mary Chipperfield. So Mary's my middle name.
Ah, okay.
And I have a chemistry background, and I started developing my brand, Ruth Mary Jewelry, over time, which I've been doing full-time since August.
Nice.
And I make couture lace reborn in silver or in gold, if someone requests that. And ooh, I do commissions and just generally make people look beautiful is what I aim to do.
What more could you want? That's brilliant. So we've heard some really inspirational speakers.
Oh, absolutely.
There's been some really cool finalists and reactions on the stage. What's been your highlight of today?
I think Helen speak, just her story of starting a business and then having to let it all go, and yeah, just all the difficulties that come with that, and choosing family over business. And
it's a tricky one.
It starts in such small ways sometimes. Mm. Just sort of last night, choosing to stay in to spend time with my husband. That was my choice. It's a small choice, nowhere near as big the choice that she had to make, but it was just very inspiring to hear.
Brilliant. And if someone wants to find out a bit more about your jewellery and about your product services, how would they?
Online, ruthmary.com, or on social media, search Ruth Mary Jewellery, you'll find me.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary.
I'm here with an angel from Leamington. I think that's fair to
mention. Angel.
Angel from Leamington. Let's stick with that.
All right then.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
And we're obviously at the Women Who Awards, so I'd like to introduce yourself and name you a little bit about your company.
Yeah, I'm Jill Roberts from Leamington Therapy, and I go out to help people live their life with passion. So these awards today have been amazing for people that inspire other people to get out from where they are to something that they perhaps never thought that they could achieve. So they speak my language.
This is why I call you an angel, because that's what people should do more of.
Absolutely.
They should. So what's your highlight of the awards been today? Because it's been, for me, it's been absolutely amazing from start to finish.
Not one thing, just amazing women and men in the room, sharing experiences, meeting each other, and actually appreciating the people that have done something. Yeah. And so you know that you can do something more than where you are.
That's it.
So perfect. That's it, really. Yeah.
Lovely.
And never mind the gorgeous food, the company,
the venue.
Sunshine, the venue. That's it, amazing people. And Trish has been absolutely the best entertainer I've
had.
Amazing.
I have no words for her. She's brilliant. She's just
hilarious.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
And I've been on Bra Watch, so I've had my special job today.
You would have been a special
Bra
person.
Watch me, yes.
Yeah. Brilliant. I was right to the back, so I couldn't actually see who was Bra
it's
Watch.
Me. It was observation you. Skills, yes, I'll notice. So yeah, brilliant day all round.
Love it. So if someone wants to get hold of you and find out a bit more information about Leamington Therapy Centre, what you do,
I'm not the Leamington Therapy Centre. I'm Leamington Therapy.
Leamington Therapy.
Yep. So you find me Jill Roberts at Leamington. No, my email address is jill@leamingtontherapy.co.uk.
Not to be confused with Leamington Therapy Centre,
which is Lisa Moore. That's it.
That's fine. So thank you very much, Jill. Let's carry on talking to people.
Brilliant.
And have a good day.
Thank you very much.
One job I do not envy at any awards is the judges. They do an amazing job, and this year was the hardest so far. So I caught up with Ian and Debbie to see how they found it and also what tips they can give you to help you go forward.
Do I start again?
Okay. Next up, yeah, you can start again. I'm joined with two of the judges, but judges at different times of the processes, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yes. So let's call you judge number one.
So oh, judge number one?
Yeah, okay. Why not introduce yourself?
So judge number one is Debbie Davis.
Yeah. Make it into a bit of competition here.
No competition. So I'm Debbie Davis, and we have three judges, and we look at all the submissions. So we look at all the preliminary submissions coming in, and we have to judge them on paper. Yeah,
Brilliant.
And we have a marking system. So we mark all the papers, and then we submit them and put them through as finalists to go for the judging day to the judging panel. And there's four judges on that panel as well, of which Ian is one of them.
Judge number two. So I'm Ian, and we do the actual judging on the day. So we were basically locked in a room by Sandra, and having got the shortlist, we then have to select from that shortlist which ones are actually going to be the actual winner of each one. And this year it was really tough. I mean, they were all winners, and I know that's a cliche that's often said, but it was really tough to choose between them. And I think what's great about this day is just, and what's, you know, improved significantly again from last year, is just the fantastic quality entries, and just great to see success stories from the area, successful women's businesses in the area, and to celebrate that, and to also use it as a message to get out there, look, this is happening, so why don't you be a part of that? Why don't you come and enter next year's awards in 2018?
This is it.
Well, we had 160 entries to go through initially, which, you know, just shows how fantastic the day is, you know, and how much it's grown as well from last year, which is amazing.
And some of them you didn't shortlist that narrowly. You didn't
some of them were on same scoring, because it was like, I like these five people.
So they just left us with the hard choice, because we interview as well. So they're just looking at the paper submissions, whereas we're actually interviewing all of the candidates that come in. And so it's that chance then to sort of say, well, on paper they're all looking fairly similar. Try and differentiate when we're interviewing them, and how can we therefore find the ones that find the winner after that?
So when it comes to the day, you've seen them all on paper,
I've seen them on paper today. Yeah, so I see them on paper, and I put them. We put a load through for final judging, as we call it, and we don't know who's won until on the day.
Wow!
So we're looking at names, and we see the finalist, and we're like, oh yeah, that fits with what we've put forward, but we don't know who's actually won it. So we're sitting there just the same as everyone else, wondering who's the winner.
Got butterflies in your stomach, they've got it.
And then when they come up on stage, we're like, oh yeah, that fits well with, you know, that's who I would have chosen.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I wouldn't have chosen that one, but obviously you've gone through the second process.
The second process, because sometimes you put out something different, sometimes.
You grill them, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
But we don't give them too hard a time. It's honestly not that scary as judges either. So.
But you get far more out of it, don't you? Get more emotion as well.
Yeah.
It's hard to get the emotion from them out of paper.
Yep.
And sometimes people can do a good paper submission but a poor interview. But flip wise, you can get people who actually their paper submission was okay. It was enough to get them through to the judging, but then they come in and you interview them, and all of a sudden they come alive,
they shine
like little butterflies.
Absolutely. So it really does, you know, it's that sort of process that really brings that to that final.
And we were both here last year as well for the first year.
Okay.
And for me, it's how amazing it's grown in 12 months as well. I mean, it's practically doubled, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I think we've got more than double the people here today. And in terms of the entrance,
it was incredible.
Massive field of entrance. Yeah. So,
so Sandra's done an absolutely amazing job.
Yeah, hats off to her. She has done a brilliant job.
And she's got all the Twittering and Facebooking and everything else.
So what judging's going to be like next year.
Oh, my word.
Well, instead of 160, 320?
Yeah, I know.
Which means even more people for you to do in the next round.
I think we'll be struggling to get them all interviewed in one day if we start getting to those.
Depends how many we put through to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you be nice to me.
So what would you say your personal highlights of today?
I think there's been a few.
I think some of the emotion of some of them going up.
One or two who really perhaps never won an award before, probably didn't themselves think of entering it, they'd been nominated for it, and to see them sort of really, you can see it's what it's done for them to win an award. Yeah. To hear some of the stories as well as some of the keynote speakers.
Oh, keynote speakers, fantastic.
Weren't they brilliant?
Absolutely
loved all that. And another thing, the Young Enterprise.
The Young Awards. Rising Stars.
The Rising Stars. That was brilliant as well. You just see these young kids coming through. And probably have never been to an awards dinner like this and sat down on tables.
I don't think anybody's been to an awards dinner like
quite like this. Not with Trish.
She made it amazing.
I don't know where she gets her energy from.
It's those sort of things. It's those stories of people who perhaps would never expect to win an award getting one, and to hear some of the stories of people's business and success stories of that is fantastic.
Brilliant. And looking forward to next year already?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Brilliant. Lovely. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Let's catch up with co-founder Sandra Garlick at the end of the awards. It's coming to the end of a fantastic day of recognising talent, inspiration, networking, awards. And I'm joined with Sandra, the co-founder of the Women Who Awards. How are you feeling?
Apart from exhausted, I'm exhilarated. I'm happy to have so many people come up to me and say it was so different to other awards. It was inspiring. It was motivating. They've had fun.
Yeah.
And that's great. That's great feedback. You know, we can only get bigger and better. I don't want to get bigger necessarily.
No.
Bigger only by quality. And it's all about, it's not never about me. It's always about the people who are here. And everyone needs to take something away from the event.
And the first podcast we did was at the, when everyone, all the finals came along. You can join in if you want. Come on in.
Come on in, Helen. We're podcasting.
Yes.
Speak.
Yes. So we're just doing a little podcast.
Okay.
We are. You are one of the key speakers today.
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic, motivational speech. But there proper was, kick up the bum.
There was wonderful energy in the room. Sandra's been fantastic about getting some really, really great people here. And everybody seemed so positive and energised and happy. It was just great to be able to share some experience and tips about how I've been able to grow my business.
It definitely resonated.
But we all have challenges. And it's nice hearing, if you're perhaps having a bit of a bad day, it's nice sometimes hearing that actually, even if it's looking a bit gloomy out there, there's still ways that you can get the sun back out. And
definitely.
It should always be sunny.
Yeah, always should be sunny. And if people want to find out more information about you, how would they?
They can follow me on Twitter at Recycle Scooters.
Sweet.
I'd very much encourage them to follow at FSB Women, as we're a fantastic community of women supporting businesses and supporting each other. And if you're at any events or anything, put in the hashtag FSB Women, and we'll certainly be following back on that, because I'm much more keen to collaborate rather than compete, because business is better when we do it together.
I love that. Thank you so much. I'll leave you to say goodbye and then we'll catch up in a second. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Helen and Sandra. Just remember also that Sandra is such a busy lady. It was an honour for me to be part of the awards. So I just quickly caught up with her just a few minutes after the last part, just to see how she felt. What would you say your best part of the day has been? Your favourite highlight?
My favourite highlight was actually seeing it was almost electricity in the room.
Yeah.
Everybody was drawn to the front of that stage. Everybody was supporting everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was willing everybody forward. And there was a great bond, male and female, within the room. And there was an empathy as well.
Yeah.
And I think, for me, if I can impart something that people go away with something positive, which a lot of people say they have, I've done my job. It's not about me, it's about everybody else.
I think everyone who's turned up, regardless if they're just a guest here or a winner or a finalist, they've all got something taken away from it.
Definitely. And, you know, the opportunities that arise from this are endless. You know, some of them have been interviewed straight away for local radio.
Yeah.
They get speaker opportunities for the year ahead. It raises their profile as a business locally. So I think that's really good takeaway as well.
And I'm guessing your part as the Women Who co-founder doesn't stop here. might take a little break, but actually then afterwards she's still got that support with the finalist, with the winners going
it's
forward.
It's a whole support process. It's so different to any other awards. Unseen by anybody else, there's been Facebook live sessions. I've been sort of coaching them and supporting them and giving them information every step of the way. Yeah. I want them to have this journey and to enjoy the journey. And the ones that weren't successful in winning today, it's not that they weren't successful, it's just that they need a bit of support in finding out how they can be more successful in the future. Exactly. And they all get feedback.
Yeah, and even if they've got to this stage, they've still passed one decision panel at the start, second decision panel. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so, so much for organising it. I know you're a very busy lady. You've got to rush off. So take care.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to the part three and the final part in this year's Woman Who podcast. At this point, I want to say a massive, massive thank you to Sandra Garlick, the co-founder, and this lady is a legend. She put so much work into this. Thank you so much, and thank you very much for allowing me to be part of this event. Also, I want to give a quick shout out and a massive thank you to our judges, our sponsors, the nominees, the finalists, and also, all importantly, our winners on the night. I also want to thank the entertainment at the awards, so Hercules and Trish for doing a fantastic job. Remember to catch up with part one and part two. And until next year, the 27th of April 2018, take care.